Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of you.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, we're going to Hodge, and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Amber Lane Legends. I'm Brian Merkle.
I'm Brian Shipper.
And I'm Mike Dre.
I totally lost my train of thought with the extra guy. I'm like, if you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us, just get a hold of us. We want to have a conversation with you. Shipper, we need emails. Tell them about the Buy Me a Coffee. Absolutely nothing, but you know, I'm
bring
winging
it all together. All right, go buy a coffee. Keep us fueled, keep us caffeinated at buymeacoffee.com/hammerlanes. Virtual tip jar. If you like what we're doing here, support the show. You can just follow simple prompts and do what you got to do. Thanks for looking.
Amen. Thanks for looking. Well, who are we talking to today, Mike? Who are we talking to today?
I don't know. Dalton.
Dalton. Okay, Dalton could be right.
We're talking to Dalton.
We're talking to Dalton.
I didn't read the pre-show notes, right?
I didn't.
There isn't any.
You got to stay up. We're a fast-moving show here. Dalton, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing well. I'm doing well, and I'll let everybody else speak for themselves. Shipper, how you doing? Apparently, he's online again. You know, the phone and Shipper.
Hey, there's...
Mike, how are you doing?
Peachy.
Fantastic.
Living Dalton. A dream. Living a dream.
Living a dream.
Oh, this is...
Oh, there he is at the bottom of the screen. Okay, yeah. I didn't even... I'm...
Mike, well, like,
I don't have my glasses on. You better come for the pregame show notes.
I do. I got it.
That's all right.
I'm like looking at us. It's like, oh, there he is down there. All right.
Well, see, if the head dispatcher here would pop this
other
screen up.
Would you like me to put
up?
It over there for
yeah.
you?
It's a little closer for the visually impaired guy.
Oh, my word.
Well, I'm sitting the farthest away.
I know.
I'm
right?
All the way back here. Oh, that's
much. Is that better? Does that make everybody happy?
You just drug it straight. I am so impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a wire.
Fantastic. Can we get back to Dalton?
Yes, sir.
It's like, you know, we're all over the place except for where we should be.
That happens when you walk up here a minute before the show starts.
Right, exactly.
Can you tilt the screen a little bit?
Is there anything else you want me to do?
Down a little bit. Is it me or does it look like it's pointing down?
All the way back here, I can see it. It's like right. Okay. It is pointing down a little bit.
Thank you.
It looks good.
It's pointing down.
That's okay.
This is riveting for the listener.
It is. I know. This is like, can you make a little
thanks
more?
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Keep the hammer down the hammer lane.
Back to Dalton. Dalton, how in the world did you get into trucking industry? We're gonna bring this in, and we're
this is how in the world did I get on this podcast?
Yeah, right. What was I thinking? You know. So how did you end up in the trucking industry as it is?
So I wanted to drive trucks from an early age. I'm first generation in my family, but I actually went to FedEx Ground because I thought, you know, they had truck drivers there that actually worked for them.
Right.
But I found out quickly that they were all contractors. So luckily, my family owns a farm, and we had buddies in the trucking industry, so they helped me get my CDLs. And then I went from ground over to freight, and then drove for them for about a year. Then I went over the road hauling liquid sugar and vinegar, but realized I really didn't like it because I wanted to be home with my family. So
right.
Then I got into fuel hauling, and that's where I've been ever since.
Huh? All right. Which one have you enjoyed the most so far in your travels? I mean, besides being out on the road and not being home on a regular basis, did you like doing the fuel?
I love doing fuel just because I set my own pace. I don't really have to worry about anybody except for people at the racks while I'm trying to load and traffic. I liked working for the sugar company too because one, my aunt was the insurance agent, so like that's how I kind of got in there.
Okay.
So they really took care of me there. But we went to a lot of cool places. Like we delivered sugar to Hershey's factories, like the Twizzler factory. So I always got free stuff. Like every time you go up there, they hand you candy. And I got to try stuff that wasn't even released to the public, and that was actually pretty cool.
Wow. That is
neat. Yeah. But that's probably why I was a big boy when I was there. I was always eating candy.
That happens in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
The curse of the industry, I guess. You know,
yeah.
Truck drivers are the healthiest in the world.
Yeah, because, you know they want us to do cocaine.
Eat the sugar buzz. Yeah. with the liquid sugar, like, is that coming, like, in a tanker, like any other kind of liquid, or?
Yeah, a tanker with no baffles. So, like, any food-grade product, you can't have baffles in the trailer. So, like, you know, you'd have big surge on the sugar because they could only fill it maybe halfway full, a little over it. So, coming to a stop was really fun with those quickly.
Well, I bet. So, like, what kind of – when you were doing the sugar, were you all over the place or were you, you know, like, regional?
I guess you want to call it regional. Like, I think the furthest west I went was – Michigan, the furthest south I went was North Carolina, and the furthest north I went was Maine.
Wow, yeah. Well, you pretty much covered the eastern seaboard and then some.
Yeah. So,
the Mid-Atlantic region, give or take.
More give than take. You know, I don't know how far the Mid-Atlantic region goes, but I don't think Michigan's included.
Well, you just it all depends. It all depends who drew the map.
Well, that's true.
You know, this is your region.
our cartographers.
All right.
So, how long have you been driving for? What's been the, you know, how long have you been in the business?
I'm 30, so.
Wow, do you remember when you were 30, Chipper?
Yeah, it was like 60 years ago.
9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, and you've enjoyed it so far, being in the industry, doing it?
Yeah, I love what I do. I just hate people on the road. That's what everybody else does.
There you go.
You are speaking our language, man.
Everybody else does.
It's crazy.
There's more of my peoples.
Like, me and my buddy always say, like, if there was a period of time from, like, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. where you couldn't have cars on the road, I would love my life. It would be 100 times better.
Yes, that would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't limit, you know, the four-wheelers.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I would opt for the other option, you know, putting a big steel plate on the front of your tractor, and you just run them over, push them off the off the road. You know, see how many points you can get till you get to your next stop.
Okay.
That's my daydream and fantasy all the time.
It would be like the Purge for truck drivers.
True that.
Really took a dark turn, didn't we?
I bet you'd have more attentive drivers on the road and they wouldn't be falling asleep and looking at their laptops, right?
Probably.
Sounds like a Jason Statham movie, you know? Yeah, we're doing, like, death racing.
Yeah. That early Stephen King movie, The Duel.
The Duel.
Yeah.
Man, you know, all of a sudden we're like...
Well, it is Halloween.
It is.
That
is.
I think every truck driver has those feelings, though.
Well, you know, it's everybody's kind of dream to have, you know, nobody on the road who's just going to irritate you.
That's why COVID was awesome.
It was.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
This is why I tell everybody in day-to-day life, you don't less truck drivers, I'm all for it. Stop ordering. Yep. You know?
Yep. But what would we do then?
I don't care. I'd do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you could use your X-ray vision and, you know,
superhero. Stop driving your car.
Right.
And to deliver fuel.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Stop driving your car.
Yeah. He's in one of those jobs that are automatic, you know, like death and taxes and fuel. You're good.
at least until we're out of, you know, until they mandate the gas cars out of
existence,
you know.
No one's mandating gas cars out. Stop it.
That's why I love it.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
I don't know.
No, gas cars will always be around. They're never going to, in our lifetime, they will never go away completely.
I do agree with that.
Electric cars will get a higher share of the market, definitely. But yeah. Or they keep pushing hydrogen, which I don't know where the hell people are going to put hydrogen in the car.
What do you mean where?
In the tank.
Where? Yeah, but where are you going to get hydrogen?
Air products.
Okay, everyone's going to drive to Air Products to fill up their...
Everybody's going to Air
Products. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
No.
Hate the game.
Gasoline and diesel are going to be around for a long, long, long time. But EVs will probably get up somewhere around, I'd say, 50% of their cars.
All right, Johnny Kilowatt. This ain't about you.
Johnny Kilowatt. Oh, there we go. I got my new nickname, Johnny Kilowatt.
Wow. We've gone from Death Race to Johnny Kilowatt all in 5 minutes. I'm telling you, Dalton.
And he's still staying. Why did I call?
Yeah.
See, I hate people here.
Well, going back to the fuel thing, when you deliver fuel, do you go to just strictly gas stations, or are you going to, like, from depot to depot type stuff?
I go to gas station or commercial accounts. I'll pick up at a terminal, and then I'll go to... We mainly do Liberty gas stations, but then we also have commercial accounts, like your off-brand, unbranded kind of things. We have a marina that we deliver to, like a garage. So it's like it's mostly Liberties, but we have some commercial accounts that we go to and some drop gas and diesel at. But the people that run from like terminal to terminal, they got the gravy job. Like they're hourly, don't have to deal with people. Like it's best. But
you're not hourly, I'm paid by
the load, which I like it because I can't really sit still. The quicker I get done and the quicker I get to do things, like the better.
Yeah, that was probably because all that sugar he used to eat.
Probably.
He's just catching up.
He's got the
I'm telling you, that liquid sugar was amazing. Like, it's 100 times better than granulated. My wife would always get mad when I wouldn't bring it home because, like, they would put samples on the back. Like, we picked up the Domino sugar, and they put samples on the back to take to most of the customers. And the customers never really wanted that sample. They wanted to take their own samples. So they just said, y'all can keep them. So I'd bring them home. My wife would throw them in a coffee, and she loved it.
Oh, my
God. Sugar poured in the coffee.
Yeah. That a little bit of coffee. High drops, test. You know? Yeah, holy. Uh-huh. That's fantastic. What a deal. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, that sounds like it was really like that's been an interesting experience for you, just doing all the things you've done. Yeah. Did you do dry van?
Yeah, for FedEx, right?
Yeah, for FedEx.
I did LTL.
Did you do the doubles and all that? You pulled all did you do solid, you know?
I did doubles every now and then. We went down into Rockville, and we would have to pull doubles down there just to run the pups to deliver and pick up stuff.
Okay.
But I was mostly in a drive-in, like a 48-53.
Okay. Now, were you just doing regular pickups, or were you, you know, dropping, hooking, or?
I wasn't really dropping and hooking at FedEx Freight, so I was mostly doing deliveries, picking up freight and stuff like that.
That sucks.
It did.
Been there, done that.
It really did.
I haven't done it for a long time.
Goes back to the whole hating people. You got to deal with a lot of people.
It really does. Yes, you do.
We had the worst part was when you had to deliver like floorings or skids of flooring and liftgate them off and push them out driveways. Oh, it was miserable.
God bless you.
Luckily, what's that? No, Lumber Liquidators is going out of business.
And we got into like the white glove things where you would take it, disassemble it, or disassemble the packaging, put it into people's house, set it up for them, and take away all the trash. That wasn't fun either.
God bless you, dude.
Well, that was FedEx moving and storage.
It was called FedEx white glove, but
wow.
Yeah.
Thank God my gloves are dirty.
Yeah. That sounds terrible. Because no matter how good a job you do, somebody's going to be complaining.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine showing up and like the thing was all broken, and then you got to deliver all that. And
right.
Nah.
No, that ain't good.
Look, just sign this ticket. It's really screwed up. You don't even want me to unbox what's left. We'll just ship you a new one.
We used to deliver that solder furniture. And you guarantee the stuff's always busted up.
Yep.
And you would just hope that they didn't want to open up the box because it's bad enough you had to bring it in the house for them and hang it set up. Oh, aren't you going to put it together? No. I was hoping I could be down the street and away before they opened the box up, because you could hear the stuff falling inside the box as you're rolling it down the back of the truck.
That is so promising, isn't it?
That's why we stopped carrying that stuff.
Yes.
P-Jags had that service through some of the couches we were doing.
Yeah.
And I had to stop in Hackettstown on the way back to help somebody.
Right.
And I was a little upset because I had to swing my 53-foot tractor trailer down to the guy that had a straight truck to help him. And we were getting this thing in the door, and it got stuck. And person mouthed off.
Uh-oh.
That was it.
The wrong thing to do.
And the guy that was in the straight truck, he was new.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I says, stop. Push that thing back out the door. I threw it down on the grass and I just walked away. I told him, I says, put it back in your lift gate. And a person, I'm not going to identify the gender, but bitches be crazy, goes to me and says, I paid for this and I paid for you guys to put this in. And I looked at her in the squarest of face and as calmly as I possibly could at this point, and it says, on this 48-foot trailer, do you see anywhere that it says moving and storage? She says, no. I says, thank you. We're gone. Threw it in the truck and away we went. That was the last we had that account.
Great customer service.
You're damn straight.
Yeah.
I'm not delivering a couch at 5 o'clock at night on a Friday. No way. Well,
now we know what happened to PJ. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why shipper.
That was a money. That was a money losing account. And I was told that several weeks after the fact. I got called to the big table.
I bet you did. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that and remember Hickory Farms.
Yeah.
The big Mahoff says, I don't understand why you can't do three Hickory Farm stores a night. You know, these was setting up the kiosk in the middle of the mall that had nothing. Right. And then by the next morning, poof.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Summer sausage.
Five words I said to the owner. Five words I said to the owner, take a ride with me. And he did.
Oh.
And he did.
Wow.
And we got one done. I says, come on, we got four more to go. And I says, you guys scheduled these for people that are listening, I have no clue.
Yeah.
But first stop was Westgate Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Second stop was Whitehall Mall. Third stop was Lehigh Valley Mall. There's no reason why you can't get three of them done within 3 hours.
Wow.
Five words.
Yeah.
And we unloaded everything at the first one. No problem. And he's ready to walk out. I says, whoa, where are you going? He says, these morons got to count everything, cut all the plastic off, and then we got to wait for them to take it off the skid because we have to take the skids back. And he looked at me like I was on dope. I says, this is like this at every one. And they didn't believe what we had to do. You know, they just, you know, in the office, oh, we're going to get this account. Oh, this is good. We extra work at night.
Right.
Well.
More money.
Junior got done at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I told him, I said, I'm going home. He says, well, aren't you going to the terminal? I said, no, I'm going home. I took the truck to my house, parked it. I said, you want a ride? Take my other vehicle. Go home. I says, I'm not going back to Jersey. This is when we were in Jersey. I said, I'm not going back. I said, we were at the Lehigh Valley Mall. He says, well, I'm right here, 3 miles. You think I'm going to drive another 30, turn around to come back another 23? No, you ain't having it.
Meanwhile,
that was the
I thought we were interviewing shippers.
Right.
Well, nobody interrupted me, so I thought I kept going. Keep going.
Dalton, do you have any questions for Shipper?
No.
How's that Hickory Farms summer sausage going?
I wouldn't want to do that.
And they're not around anymore either.
No, they're not. But I do miss the summer sausage.
That's what I used to get my grandparents every Christmas. Yeah, they love those big boxes with all the stuff in it.
Cheese and meat and everything. Crackers.
They closed
down.
Yeah, there's nothing around here.
Anyway. Not around here anyway.
They're online, I think. I think they have an online presence. Oh, you can still get all that stuff online, but I don't know if it's year-round.
Let's find out.
I was about to say, I saw them last year in our mall down here.
Oh, then maybe that's just around here they are.
That's probably what it is. Shipper scared them all away.
Scared Hickory Farms out of Lehigh Valley.
Nice job, dude. Yep. Nice job. We all enjoyed summer sausage. Not anymore, we don't.
Okay. Just give me a company you want out of here, out of the valley. I'll take care of it for you.
Well, I got a couple.
Leave a note at Proton Mail.
It's tedious. It's a pain in the ass, you know, and it shouldn't be for any LTL company to be doing that
I'm gonna take a sidebar here. We're just gonna go on a little tour. We used to do the Sally Beauty stores.
We had to take
the stuff inside and rotate their stock.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh my god, that was awful.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, because when you gave it up, we picked it up.
Anyway, did you when you were doing that kind of stuff, Dalton? Did you have to do any of those types of things where you're doing inside store deliveries and rotating your stock or doing whatever? It was goofy.
Not at all.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah, dude. That was all. You'd have cut 2-3 skids per store, and you know, a lot of them, they didn't have anywhere for you to like roll a skid to the back of the door. You had to put it on a hand truck, roll it in, stack it up. If you were lucky, that's all you had to do.
Yes.
But some of these stores, they didn't have any room, so you had to put a stack there. Yeah, that was a nightmare.
So how many trips can you do a day doing the fuel?
It really just depends on where I go. Sometimes I've done, or like on a normal day, I do 5 loads, 7 stops.
Okay.
I have done 8 loads a day. Have done 3 loads a day. It really just depends. Like, I don't really run anywhere farther than 2 hours from the terminal.
Okay.
So that's really nice. But like, we load down around Fairfax, Virginia. I'll do 4 loads within an hour of Fairfax, and then I'll pick a home load, and it usually comes up back around our terminal up in Hagerstown.
Okay.
Usually. Sometimes it's a little farther, sometimes a little closer to terminals, but it's not bad.
Does each run pay a different, you know, depending on how far you got to drive?
Yes. So mostly, like, the stuff around the terminals all pay one. You know, when you get back into Maryland, that pays a different. So I think the way the company bases it on is by mile. But I really don't know, because some of the load paying doesn't make sense. Like, we have a load that's 5 minutes away from the terminal that pays just as much money to go to Gaithersburg. And that's 30 minutes away, so I really don't know. It's above my pay grade.
The smaller hose you're dumping into.
It goes by the amount of fuel that goes into each one. Probably. Or something.
Not really, because, like, I mean, we always take 8,600 gallons to every store.
Okay.
And so, like, even if we take like 6,000 gallons to that same store, it pays the same.
Wow, that's kind of cool, though. I mean, at least you do a load, you know what you're getting paid.
Yeah. When I get my loads in the morning, like, as long as nothing changes, or like, I know what I make before I even start the day, and then it'll either, if I break down or, you know, have delay time, that'll be the only time it changes.
Okay, that's a surprise that we get. We're not sure how much we're going to make that night, you know, from night to night, right, Chip?
But,
you might only do one run, you know.
Right. That's the platinum horseshoe.
That is the platinum horseshoe.
With you taking the 8,600 gallons out, is that what you said, the 86?
Yeah.
So you get to a station, and I assume you got to dip the tanks prior to dumping in. Say you don't get rid of all that 8,600. You have other plans, other terminals or other stores, or...
So normally, when you do that, like, if you have, say I'm in Virginia and that happens, as long as I have another Virginia station behind that, I can carry that over to the next station. Okay. I have 5 different compartments in my trailer. Mm-hmm. So normally, you know, say if I took 8,600 and 7,600 would fit, I would hold 1,000 and just take it to my next station. Okay. But if I don't have, like, the same state after that, I would have to call my dispatch, and they'll just find me somewhere to go with it.
Just to dump it?
Yep, just to dump it.
I got you. Okay.
That's interesting, yeah.
Inquiring minds like to know.
Yeah.
Back in the early 70s and that, you know, they would just stop in, dump it. Oh, you're full. Or, you know, like presently over at the Raceway gas station, we just put diesel fuel in the gas tank and then up from the ground comes
the bubbling crude.
Wait for the cars to die out half miles from the gas station.
Because a lot of people, like, don't realize, like, how easy that is to mess up. I mean, because, like, you load your own stuff, but, you know, you get in a hurry or someone's talking to you, you can just hook up the wrong hose to the wrong thing.
Yep.
I mean, you're supposed to, like, our tanks are all, like, where we actually hook the hoses up to drop into the ground, they have like icons like for diesel, mid-grade, regular, super, like all that stuff, but sometimes people don't use it. It all depends. Like, you know, if you're in a hurry, you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, because you're lucky sometimes the lids that you know dump into, they're usually color-coded, you know, like the green would be for the diesel or whatever, you know. Regular, you know, regular unleaded, medium grade unleaded, high testing unleaded have different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get somebody that doesn't know that and they just switch around and poor guy comes in, oh, a green lid here, that's diesel type. No, it's not.
Yeah. That's the good thing about us. Like, we don't go to different stations. So, like, once you've been to them a couple of times, like, you know where they are, like, what sizes the tanks are and all that kind of stuff. Like, we have an iPad that tells us. Like, when we stick to tanks, like, we have an iPad that tells us how much we can drop to its, like, you know, to the 90% mark.
Right.
Because that's about all we take it to. Like, we have a flapper in the tanks that when you hit that 90%, it stops so you can't overfill.
Okay.
Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Depends on how many times, like, you know, people's going over the 90%, because you can. But, like, once you, like, get the hang of it and, like, know all the stations, you can cruise through some loads just because, you know where everything is. You don't have to wait for your iPad to tell you how much you can drop. Like, you can just start dropping before you do anything.
Okay.
Good at you. And the technology went to drop
it. It is amazing, yeah. Isn't it? So, when something like that happens where somebody
cross-contaminates.
Thank you. Cross-contaminates. How long does it take them apparently they gotta, you know, suck all that out.
Yeah.
So how long, like, what's the process for that? Like, is that like a day or is that?
And who actually does that?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
So if the driver catches it, like, because sometimes drivers don't even catch it. Like, if the driver catches it and they call to, like, our dispatch, they'll be able to tell the store owner not to sell it. And then within that next day, like, I know our company, we can send another driver down there that have pumps on our truck to pump it out and then take it somewhere. But mainly, like, it's normally gas and premium, or like regular and premium, getting cross-dropped with us. Like, we have some diesel stations, but not a lot. So we can, you know, take the wrong drop stuff and drop it into somewhere like that's all regular. So, like, it's not bad if you drop premium into regular, but it's bad if you drop regular into premium because it's going to mess the mid-grade blend up. So, like, you know, if you do go and drop premium into regular, not a big deal. Like, you're supposed to let someone know, but if you drop regular into premium, then we have to pump the tank out. So we just hook high pressure pump hoses up to the tank, pump them through our truck and then into our trailer, and then drop it somewhere that you can put it into the regular tank.
Okay. Now, when you're delivering at a, you know, a gas station or whatever, do you ever have any run-ins with people who are in the parking, like, you know, people who are getting gas, or, you know what I mean? Like, anybody ever give you a hard time? Or
all the time.
I bet.
All the time.
You know, and I don't understand why people would do that. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's goofy. Like, the guy's doing a job that's like, you know, don't walk over by him with a cigarette, you know, but, you know, who knows? You know, in today's world, you never know. But anyway.
You see it all the time. Like, I mean, that's a good thing about, like, most of our stations that, like, are open. And when I run, we're more important to them than their customers are, just because they wouldn't have customers without us.
Right.
So, like, you know, if someone's in our way, they'll make a move quickly. But then, you know, they'll give you attitude and everything, and they're like, well, why do you got to be here when I'm here? I'm like, well, when would you like me to come here? How am I supposed to know when you guys aren't here?
Give me your schedule so I know when I can show up.
I would screw with them. Well, if you give me your cell phone number, we can make this, we can fuel you up while you're driving like the Jets.
You know, there actually is a company down here that fuels people up. They don't even have to go to the gas station. I don't know if they're still around. Like, I saw them when I first started, but they would drive to where your car is, fuel you up, and then just keep going. They were like little short trucks.
Downtown that used to advertise that he had a really, really small tank truck, And that was for it. You paid a premium for it. It was like a lot more than going to the gas station, right. But it was a service. You had
that's
your
what
car
I call
outside.
Laziness.
Yeah, it didn't last too long. I only remember seeing him for about a year or two.
Wow,
fuel for the introvert. Yeah. I don't like to deal with people.
Well, the commercial was like, I guess, if you're in a rush and you don't have time to go to the gas station, we'll fuel your car where you are.
Okay, that was the whole thing. All right, we're going off on the sidetrack here.
Okay. Was it like a little purple truck?
No, it was like a silver. It looked like an oil truck, like an oil delivery truck, fuel oil delivery truck. But it was small, like it was really short,
like a heating oil type of guy.
Yeah, that's what. But it was a short truck.
Yeah.
And wow. they had that. They had. I remember seeing the ads. I think they even advertised on the local radio station for a while. Mm-hmm. But it didn't last long. I only seen him fuel one car, and it was down. I think it was the manager at our Target out there in Allentown. He parks in the same spot. I seen that pull up and would fill his car up. I only seen it one time, and I no longer see the ads, and it no longer comes up anywhere.
Are you done now?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm on my soapbox ready to rant.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
So
everybody sit back.
Back in COVID, okay? Yeah. Back in COVID.
Yep, COVID.
These gas stations left their pumps on for credit cards. Right. You know, so they were on 24/7.
Right.
Now, I got accustomed to this one particular gas station near my house, which was convenient, that did this. And the only way I found out this company did this was because I saw the PennDOT trucks in there 2, 3, 4, you know, in the morning filling up. So I went up there and, you know, good deal. Now, all of a sudden, which I don't understand for the life of me.
Mm-hmm.
They turned the pumps off. All pumps, you know, the little on the screen says all pumps are off. So you can't even use a credit card. So now, you know, I got to venture out to the old Wawa.
Right.
And you've been on the phone with me when I do the gas run of who's what, how much, where, when, how.
Yeah. And everybody's cheaper than Shoemaker.
Right. Yeah. Shoeville's the big price. Yeah.
Everybody is cheap.
Well, right there, he's hauling it. You know, if I got to go to a one horse town, it's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
You know, if I go 20 minutes from the terminal, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper to buy hay.
Right, exactly. But I just don't understand why they don't stay on the concept of just letting their pumps on.
Right.
I guess that has something to do with credit card, not theft, but like fraud. In the middle of the night, just go there with a stolen credit card, you can fill up. No one's around. That's my guess. I don't know. I don't, Johnny EV, I don't know nothing about fueling.
Yeah,
no
that's
cars.
True. All right, shut up, Johnny Kilowatt.
Johnny
Kilowatt. Yeah.
So it could be because they're like with them being open all the time, and if there wasn't anybody at the store, like they could run out of gas and then burn their pumps up. So that might be why they could have that problem.
There you go. Query answered.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
And now they
question asked, question answered.
Yes, sir.
Move along.
Fantastic. So, what kind of run-ins have you had personally with some of the fine people who frequent these stores?
So mostly it's homeless people.
Well, they're not there for gas.
I don't know what it is about gas stations, but like you find the weirdest people at gas stations.
You should visit Hamburg, right, Chip?
Oh,
Wawa and Hamburg.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. usually when the bar lets out there, what's that? Yeah, that place over there. Yeah. You see some. You see some cattle moving through.
Like, I'll never forget the first time. Like, it was during COVID, but like this guy just showed up out of the bushes. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and he's got a tall boy Miller Lite, and I mean he's just coming over and he's talking to me, and like he wasn't like bothering me or nothing, but he was just trying to tell stories. I guess he had no one to talk to. And first story he told me, he's like, I tried to steal a plane one time, but I couldn't find reverse, and that's how I got arrested. I laughed so hard. I mean, he had great stories.
Oh my word!
But like, I told a couple of the drivers that work with me, and couple days later, my buddy was like, "Yeah, I saw him, you know, 20 miles away at another gas station."
Well, he's graveling.
I mean, he must get around. But, like, he knew like all the store owners that actual gas station store. Like, he knew all of his stores. Like, he knew the owner's name and everything. It's amazing how like they know things. Like, I'll last time I had a run with a homeless person, like, I pulled into a gas station, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's a Sheetz right across the road that's open. We were not, the one I was delivering to. And she's sitting there, and I had my music blaring because I didn't even see her. And then I just, something caught the corner of my eye, and she's over there dancing. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I turned my music down, and I went around to do my stuff, and she comes over, and she was trying to talk to me and everything. She actually got kicked out the store property over at Sheetz because she was bothering people. I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah, so you get over here and bother people.
You're the first. And there's no one around. No one around except me, so I guess I'm the one she's bothering.
Yep.
And
Tag, you're it.
Yeah. She's trying to hug me and stuff because, like, you know, we got to talking. She said her dad owned a pipeline, you know, all this stuff. And it was just the stories they come up with are amazing. Like, I don't believe that guy tried to steal a plane at all. But, like, I mean, it was a great story the way he explained it to me. I wish I would have knew it, like, word to word, but.
He gets an A for originality.
He does. I've never heard that, and I probably will never hear that again in my life. I'm trying to steal a plane.
Yeah, it's got to be fun, you know? Anyway, when you have any of these conference, like, does anybody ever get belligerent with you? I mean, I would hope not. I mean, I would hope people don't get to be, you know, nasty or anything. You know, just
so, I mean, somewhat, like, I actually got robbed.
Really?
Me personally, like, it wasn't me, like, on my body.
Yeah.
But we went to a rough place in town. I mean, we still deliver there, but I refused to go. I was actually on the phone with my buddy, and I was packing up everything, and I leave my doors closed. So, like, if someone would open it, my lights pop on. So, like, I would know, you know, someone was in my truck. But he just called it at the right time where I was packing up and I wasn't paying attention. And I walked around my truck, and this guy's, like, standing right next to my truck. And I kind of thought it was weird. But then I noticed my door was wide open. And I'm like, I shut that. And I was like, he was trying to talk to me and everything. I was trying to be respectful and everything, but I was just trying to get out of there also. And I was getting out of there, and I'm looking down on the ground, and my wallet's on the ground. Because I never left it on there just because I didn't want to get robbed, you know, while I was out there. So I left it in my truck. And he went through my whole wallet, took all my credit cards and everything. And then I hopped out the truck because, you know, instinct kicked in. Like, I'm getting my stuff back. And I get back out, and he hands me my AirPods. I didn't even realize he took my AirPods. But anyways, like, he's like, I'm like, where's my credit cards at? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, come on, man. Like, where's my credit cards at? And he finally hands them over, and he's like, man, times are tough. I'm like, well, the cops are on their way because, like, I called him as soon as I realized what happened.
Right.
But he said, times are tough, man. Like, gotta do what you gotta do. I'm like, no, you don't. And he just took off running. So, like, that kind of messed me up because my wife called me stupid after I told her what happened. She's like, you don't know if he had a gun or nothing. And I'm like, eh, you're right. But that was about the only time, like, people got belligerent or did something stupid to me.
Well, at least it was only one time. That's, you know, I'm glad for that, and you weren't hurt.
Yeah,
really important. So I'm sure your bosses are happy that you weren't hurt.
Yeah, I would hope so. I didn't really talk to them about it.
I mean, they'd have to call somebody to come out and get you.
Yeah,
that I would imagine they wouldn't like that.
Nah. But, luckily, I had two of my close friends on the phone with me the whole night, and, like, they just made sure I was all right. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm over it now, but it's kind of weird to experience.
Oh, I bet it kind of, and it leaves a lingering mark in your mind. You know, that you just let that happen again.
And ironically, my dad actually got robbed in the same town 30-plus years ago.
Wow!
Not delivering fuel or nothing. Like, he was just down there.
Something with that town, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
This town, I don't want to go there.
It's Tacoma Park by DC.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
District of Criminals?
Yeah.
Both in the Senate, representatives, that's all District of Criminals. Public servants and civilians.
They're robbing everybody.
Yeah.
But we'll skirt away from
the circle back there, Peppermint Batty.
Yes, sir. We will circle back. So go ahead, Dalton.
Like, another great thing is, did you guys experience a gas shortage 2 years ago?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
It was mainly around us, but I didn't know if it, like, trickled up to you guys. Like, someone said there was a gas shortage, and it caused everybody to panic buy.
Right.
People
were putting in bags Now we know what you're talking about. Yeah.
These idiots are filling up shopping bags. Yeah. You know, trying to
take it home in a bag.
It was like during that time, like, it really wasn't a gas shortage. Like, you know, it wasn't until people started panic buying.
Right.
And then
kind of like toilet paper. Yeah.
Absolutely. But like it got to the point where people, they knew where the terminals were, so they'd wait for you to come out, and then they'd follow you to your gas station, and then they would trap you in there, so they were the first one, and then like it would just be like a swarm of birds like flocking to this gas station, and like that's how it was, like they would just follow you, and like I'm like, can you guys let me out so I can go fill other people? And they didn't grab the concept that I had to get out and go do other things. But we had a store owner one time. He was cussing at the customers because they weren't letting me out. He started beating on their hoods, telling them to move and everything. It was great. I mean, you saw some weird things, like, you know, the like the death containers, those little plastic jugs.
Yeah.
Right. People were filling those up with gas. like the 55-gallon totes, like the clear totes that aren't supposed to be gas at all. You know? Right. It's just like people didn't think about that. Like nothing, none of that stuff's like rated for gas.
They were putting it in pots and pans and stuff. Like mm-hmm. And then
water bottles.
Yeah.
Everything.
Hey, truckers, ever find yourself miles from home and running low on your daily meds? Don't worry, we've got your back. Meet Refill Genie, the telehealth service designed just for folks like us who are always on the move. Whether you're crossing state lines or hauling coast to coast, Refill Genie connects you with a licensed doctor to refill your existing prescriptions hassle-free. No more detours or long waits at the clinic. Just hop online and get your meds and keep on trucking. Use code HLL for a 15% off your order. So head over to refillgenie.com and keep your health in gear wherever the road takes you.
Yeah, that's people.
Yes.
That's why we hate them.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. But then I get to
see them filling up their water bottles. Here, do you need a light? Playing the Richard Pryor going down a Sunset Strip there.
They hear one thing on the news and they just got to go and buy it. It just happened during this port strike. Costco didn't have any paper towels and toilet paper, I guess.
Yeah. Same way with Sam's Club. It was ridiculous.
They finally got it in now, but that stuff doesn't even come off a container ship.
That stuff doesn't even bother me anymore. You see the pile of toilet paper and paper towels Michelle's got.
You're still running off the COVID supply.
It's like, I'm not kidding you, it's taller than she is. It's a stack of each.
Well, that's not saying much.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not hard to be taller than her. But
I have to stack it for her. It's crazy. But,
trail mix.
Trail mix, yeah. She hasn't bought any for a while. But
really?
She's, you know, she's
yeah, but up. I thought she had 4 years supply.
She's got a pallet, so.
Yeah, I don't understand the panic buying thing. I mean,
it's what creates the actual shortage is people responding the way they do,
especially now with the port strike and everything. Right. What if you just do half a second of research? That's all. Most of that is. It's one of the few things we actually make in North America yet is
toilet paper,
shitter paper, toilet paper and paper towels. That we make that here. You know, it's not coming off a container ship. Yeah. What do you?
Hold on, Dalton. They weren't worried about that. You know, when the Markel Paper Company up there in Paterson, New Jersey, burned to the ground. They weren't worried about it then, tell them it's a COVID season. We need to buy it.
Yeah. Or the porch.
I'll tell you what, that place up there now, the Markel Paper, they got that rebuilt. Oh, that's all beautiful place now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. So they're.
I didn't even know it burned down. That's how.
Oh my God, that was a big, huge fire. You could see that from the sky. I mean, from the sky, big time. You could be in Parsippany and you look over.
I was up there in my plane in the sky. I could see it.
That he stole.
Right.
I found reverse.
I got reverse. I kept going forward. I circled around. Three lefts make the right.
Circle back, Peppermint Patty.
But, yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is. So you bring it down. Yeah. To that. It's
remarkable.
Tell you what's unbelievable. The pictures of the northern lights that your wife got.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Anyway.
Y'all saw there. Them down there?
Yeah. I didn't actually see them personally. I was working, but.
I was too, and I didn't see them.
I was sleeping. That's why I didn't see them.
We had a couple people in like our neighborhood take pictures of them, and they were pretty cool. And my buddy got to see them too.
They said the pictures came out better than what you could see in person. Like whatever the iPhone uses, the processor, it really brought all the colors out.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've never seen colors like that. It was actually pretty cool.
Like I was sleeping.
Wasn't there a comet too around lately? Did y'all hear about a comet like you could see?
Well, I have no idea. I don't listen to that crap.
Again, I was sleeping.
Apparently, someone was telling me there was a comet at night, and then they knew I worked at night. They're like, did you see it? I'm like, no, I didn't even know anything about it.
Right.
Last one I knew about was Haley's, and if you drank the Kool-Aid, then you were out.
That was
or Bob.
Hail Bob.
Hail Bob. Same thing. Haley's Bob.
Hail Bob. Hail Bop, I think it's called. Bop.
Hail Bop.
Anyway, you drank the Kool-Aid, you were out. You had
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, fresh set of Nikes. Yeah. Nobody was using. Low mileage.
A lot of Goodwill stores around that area. Had Nikes for a while.
Yeah, and it takes the dark turn.
Yes, it did. How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes.
By Brian Schipper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Otherwise known as Zig Ziglar.
Yeah.
So back to Dalton. And now, how long do you plan? Are you gonna drive? Is this your plan for the rest of your life, or do you like the thought of moving up in the industry, or is there anything else that you like to try, or anything else you'd like to do?
He thought about a podcast.
We know a couple guys.
I would.
He actually wants to make money, sure. Right. So maybe not the podcast thing.
That's what I tell my wife all the time. It's like it's hard to find another job that pays as well.
That's it, right there. That is it.
The only reason I think we're all doing it.
I was watching like TikTok videos. It's like it's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out, and it's the truth.
It is. You're right. Exactly that, and it drives you crazy.
Yeah,
you know, you come to a point sometimes where you work so many hours, you spend so much time away from family, you spend so much time doing your job, and sometimes you think, I wonder what it'd be like to, but then you think, where am I going to go that I can make what I'm making?
Yeah,
I got a high school diploma, dude. I'm not like college educated here. I'm not building buildings or anything. I'm no engineer.
Nah, it's like all my hobbies, like it doesn't pay anything.
Yeah,
stuff you enjoy. Like I enjoy driving. Don't get me wrong, but like the stuff that I really enjoy, like that doesn't pay to go into a career like that. So, I mean, I want to drive as long as I can.
Sure.
Until I guess my mind can't handle it anymore.
Oh, that's been a long time ago for me. Mine left me.
But the great thing about my company is like I'm third in seniority already at 30 years old, and there's only the two drivers that are above me. They're both in their 60s, probably late 50s, early 60s. So there's chances to move up in the company once like the people in the office retire, but I don't know if I want to do an office job. I don't know if I can sit still long enough.
That's the problem, is like now you've gone from being out on the road and kind of independent, away from people, away from a building, away from people breathing over your over your shoulder, looking over your shoulder, breathing down your neck, doing all those to thinking about actually being inside a building. That's a hard thought, isn't it? It's a hard transition to make.
Yeah. I mean,
no matter what the weather's like.
No. I talk to my dispatcher, and that's about the extent of the people I talk to in the office. Yeah. I couldn't imagine talking to everybody in the office.
I heard that.
They don't really drive, so it's like, what are we going to talk about? That's why I can talk to all the drivers and stuff, because we go through the same stuff every day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not.
It's hard to talk to people about your profession. My wife and I used to cruise all the time, and if you've ever been on a cruise before, at dinner time, they sit you at a table with a bunch of other people, and it just goes around, and they get, so what do you do for a living? I'm a truck driver, and one of two things happens. there's always like one guy that's like, oh, really? And he's kind of interested, right, but only to a point. And everybody else, a trucker. You can see the look of disgust on their
face.
They
let like, anybody on these ships.
See, that's the problem. You tell them you're a truck driver, you gotta have some couth to it. Oh, no, I'm a transportation engineer.
No, towards the end there, my wife used to start giggling. I'm a bulk commodities relocation engineer with a specialty in hazardous materials.
Now that sounds fantastic.
And it sounded really.
It really does.
What is
but
that?
But you couldn't say it twice.
Can't spell it, but...
I tell everybody I'm a rolling bomb expert.
Yeah. There you go.
It ain't wrong.
No, it ain't. That is the truth.
Years ago, called suicide jockey.
Yeah, there you go.
Look what happened down in Philly on 95 there. That,
yeah, well, that was his fault that he hit the bridge.
It is a rolling bomb. Well, yeah. Took out 95.
Yeah, but it's also, portable.
Anything like that ever happened to anybody
construction.
Dalton? Any of those kind of accidents or anything like that?
I didn't know him personally, but it was a Sheets driver. I mean, we passed by it every time. They won't say if someone cut him off or not, but that's the story I heard, was someone cut him off, and instead of him hitting them, he took it off the road and hit a tree.
Wow.
And it caught three houses on fire. The sewer underneath the ground was on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, it caused some damage.
Wow, that's was dumb question. Maybe did he survive or was
he? I'm pretty sure he was killed on impact.
Yeah, that's a shame. That is crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like, people just don't realize that, like, how flammable we are. I mean, you guys joked about with the lighter and stuff. You would be surprised on how many people come up around me smoking a cigarette.
I believe, I believe you.
They don't understand it,
Well, even with those cell phones, it's just the static electricity.
I mean, I'm not really worried about that because I'm always on my headset and stuff.
I think the Mythbusters did a thing on that with the cell phone, and they weren't able to ignite any fumes.
I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be one of those Mythbusters in case the myth was actually true either. I mean, I'll take your word on it. Well,
they did it in small, they plugged phones into their chargers. They made phone calls with them, and they couldn't get even vapors, like a whole room with nothing but vapors and oxygen ready to ignite. They couldn't get it to do. It was a myth.
That's interesting.
Kind of like the cell phones on airplanes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, please turn your cell phones off. My ass. They wouldn't have 160 people on this plane that have the ability to take down the plane because they're playing Candy Crush. No, I don't think so.
I agree.
They just want you to listen to the flight attendant as they're showing you how to put a seatbelt on.
And the mask when it drops. Oh, yeah. Just in case.
Remember to help.
You can't help yourself until you help yourself. That's right. Right. Help yourself.
Help with everybody else. Help.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did anybody check the bolts on the door plug?
How's the door?
Latch secure?
That's all right.
Yeah. Anyway,
at the terminals, like, we gotta turn off all lights and the electronics there. Like, that's about the only time I really do worry about cell phones, just because they're a lot bigger.
Right. And you don't want to be that guy that actually ignited the whole fuel rack.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna burn for a while.
It's gonna cause everybody in that region, fire department wise, to try to come put that out. I mean, where they have the terminals, they have a fire department right next door for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Apparently, before I started, the one terminal actually burnt down because a spark caused and it caught everything on fire.
Right. That's got to be freaking scary.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there or anywhere around it.
Nope, you got that right. And the thing I find so funny is that people are so unaware. They're so unaware of themselves. They're so unaware of the situation that they're in. People walk through life
stupid.
Totally being unaware. I mean, it's like they'll cut big trucks off. They'll cut whether it's a dry van like what we drive or bulk tankers or whatever. It doesn't. They don't care.
Ignorance.
They'll walk. So I mean, there you are. You're a fuel guy. You're delivering fuel that has vapors and it's flammable.
It even says it on the side.
It does. And it says no smoking. It says, you know, it's like, you know, and they're just, it's like, yeah. Is it the generation that we're living in?
Or I think my generation ruined it.
I don't know if it's a generation thing, because when I was a kid at the Bandit truck stop in New Smithville, I lived right down the street from it.
Right.
The guy who used to, because they had a fueler for the diesel trucks, he was smoking a cigar every time I went in there.
Yeah, but
fueling diesel. Now, I know it's not like gas, but you still don't, you know, it's exactly. Still burns.
Yeah, it will
and
burn.
He's just told it. I mean, he's probably covered in diesel, and he's right. Just there with a lighter, lighting up his cigar all the time. And
crazy, isn't it?
He was in his 60s. I guess maybe.
Just, hey, look, when I'm you get to be probably just there anymore. You know, you're thinking of checking out in 10 years.
I know.
That's right. You're on the 10-year plan.
He is on the
10-year plan. Yeah. I went to the doctor. He says, oh, you're good. I don't have to see you for a year. What do you mean? I'm going to live a little longer? I want to be out.
My buddy at work says the common sense ain't common anymore.
No. Well, that is the truth. Oh. It is not as common as it shouldn't be called common sense anymore.
No.
Because it's not common. And that's a shame of it. I mean, because, you know, just the things that you see, the things that people do, and I'm sure we all, every one of us on this call, every one of us here can say, yeah, I've probably done something stupid at some point.
Oh, yeah, you were young.
But.
Yeah.
You were young.
I don't know. I still do stupid shit. I grew out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you lose your hair, you start thinking a little more, you know?
I got a ways to go then.
Yes, you do. I don't. Mike and I, we're pretty good. We learned a lot. And Dalton, I took notice.
And y'all
too.
Younger than me.
Hey, this I lost my hair at 21.
There you go. 21. There you go. See?
I'm still in the process. I figure I'm just more aerodynamic.
There you go. It's just cheaper this way. That's how I look at it.
I don't have to pay for haircuts anymore.
Amen, brother. Yep. Yep. You got that right.
My barber is my wife twice a week. Or
absolutely.
Twice a month.
Say, twice a week, your hair grows fast.
No, it doesn't. Twice a month. Every other week. Just.
It's like what's on my back.
Oh, that's an image. I don't need
that,
to see
that. Take your shirt off. He's like a Bigfoot.
See, all those years your kid was looking for Bigfoot, he was living with him.
I wear my sweater under my shirt.
Extra insulation.
There you go. I'm never cold, that's for sure. Wow. Yeah, it's hilarious. You know, you got to laugh at yourself once in a while because everybody else is.
Oh, absolutely.
So you might as well join in.
Especially if you're married, your spouse is always laughing.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah. You know.
So when you're driving, you said you're out of Maryland, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you end up going down there by the fuel racks down by the bridge? That key bridge that not got
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Every now and then. I might go to Baltimore once a month, if that. Mm-hmm. We have drivers down in Baltimore to deliver down around there.
I was just wondering if there was any impact down there because of that bridge being out, you know, as far as that went. Because I know when we came out of our terminal, we used to go by the racks there on the way out.
I want to say only one station really is affected by that. That was like right on the other side of the bridge.
Okay.
From what I understand, like none of the stations that we delivered to were really affected by it.
Right.
Cool. Messed traffic up. I mean,
yeah,
that's about it.
Yep. Big time. Really made the commute long.
I would imagine the same way happened when that bridge collapsed in 95 for y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? A question just popped into my head. Going back to your liquid sugar hauling.
Ooh.
Every time you delivered like a full load of liquid sugar, did they have to clean those tanks, or was it no? We can just fill it up with more of the same thing.
No, you had to clean it.
They had to steam.
Okay.
I said they had to steam clean them out. You know, high pressure, hot water.
Uh-huh. Did you do that at your terminal? Or there's another company that you had to take it to get it cleaned out.
So we had a guy at the company that's all he did was wash out tanks. But mainly, like, we picked up from Domino's Sugar in Baltimore. So you would take the trailer back, they would clean it out, and then reload it, and then keep going.
I didn't know if you said you're hauling, like, the same thing over and over again, as long as there's no contamination in the tank, if you just couldn't pour more sugar in it. So you wouldn't have to clean it between every haul.
I think you had to clean it between every haul, but I would imagine a lot of the, like, whenever... the sugar was hot when we delivered it. So I would imagine when you started driving back, it got cold and started getting hot, hard and stuff. So maybe that's why they cleaned it out every time too.
Yeah,
because the valves will gum up.
Yeah,
yeah,
sugar. Yeah,
can't shut the oil valve off.
Sugar's flammable too, isn't it?
No, I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm asking. That's why I'm
Maybe granulated sugar was. I think I saw something like where you could light, like, you know, sugar in your cabinets on fire. But
hey, didn't you ever see any?
I think it burns, but I don't think it's like ignited. It's not a flammable. I think it's like a lot of things. It'll burn if it like gets an open flame to it, but I don't think it's like.
Well, you have a hot enough fire, anything really burns. Yeah, that's
so if you hold an open flame to it, it'll light.
Yeah,
that means it's flammable.
Well, so is this paper, but you can haul paper and say it's not
but that's
flammable.
That's not hazardous.
No, well, neither sugar. No, it's yummy. True.
It is yummy. It is hazardous to your health.
Yeah, well,
it's not healthy.
As a diabetic, I know that.
But it's awesome in coffee.
It is.
It does make coffee nice.
I just wondered about all the food, like the one, like I see the when I ran New Jersey, the egg guys. I forget what the Petties, I think it is. I think they used to haul egg product and everything. And I talked to one of their drivers, and they said the same thing. That's like 25 years ago, that every time they hauled a load of this egg product, they had to clean the trailer. And now that's, that's like an egg. They're worried about bacteria and everything.
Yeah, salmonella and all that heavy stuff.
But I just found it seems like a very expensive endeavor to clean those big tanks out. I mean, I don't even know. How do you do it? Is it like an automated process, or does a guy have to get down in the tank and hose it off?
I never really watched it, but from my understanding was that he hooks these hoses and brushes up down into the tank from the dome lid, and then it's just supposed to, you know, clean everything. And then they had a yard jockey that had the, like, you know, the raising fifth wheel, and it was just, you know, he'd have it up in the air at an angle, and it would just run out the back.
Wow, that's some sweet ground behind that turtle washing all that sugar out the back there.
Oops. Careful. Anyway. Prime example, if you ever go past Sam Adams, you see the tanker that's pulled up on the pad closest to the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Same issue. They're running everything but to the back of the tank.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they're hauling molasses and malt and all that kind of junk in there.
Molasses.
We used to deliver molasses up to or pick up molasses somewhere around y'all. It was outside of Lancaster. And they had the best molasses cookies ever.
Oh, what the hell is it? I know where you're talking about.
I'm trying to think of the name.
I think it's over there near Honeybrook.
Yeah.
Because I used to pick it up at Malt Products out there in Maywood years ago in the 200, 300 gallon totes.
Wow. No idea.
Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
Yep. It's in like Amish country.
Yeah. Most everything good for you, bad for your health is there.
It's from the Hershey's is out there.
Yeah.
They grow tobacco.
Oh. They used to do that up in going to the old East Granby terminal off of 20 there. There used to be tobacco fields on both sides as you're going to the Hartford Airport. Oh, yeah. It was great. Watching them string up the big old tobacco leaves, and they go down
in
the road.
Connecticut,
who knew? And they went down the road with the big wagons with the tobacco leaves all on it. Yeah, both sides, and now it became industrial parks.
A farmer out near Kutztown used to grow tobacco too. And when I was a little kid, my grandfather said, "That's all tobacco there," and he had these big barns that they just hanging.
Yeah, they just hang it. You know, red barns are narrow, but like three quarter mile long. Yeah. Anyway, back to Dalton.
Back to Dalton.
Hey, that lid's over
there. Yeah, I know it's over there. I'll get it then.
We used to haul vinegar, though, too, with that sugar company.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all ever been around, like, straight vinegar, because the stuff you get at the store is very diluted. Mm-hmm. But we would haul, like, straight vinegar. I think it was, like, 99% vinegar. Man, that thing would take your eyebrows off. But,
well, that's why you got no hair.
Maybe that, too. Like, they use that as weed killer around the shop. Like, they'd spray it around the fence, and they would never have the weed whack. Like, it would just kill weeds. But anyways, we delivered down into Mount Olive Pickles down in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I will never eat a pickle again from there because it just smelled so bad in the summertime. I don't know if you guys delivered anything like that, but just, like, smelling the food before it gets made.
Usually anything when it's really hot outside, it's any kind of food, it's like... because they always have a dumpster out back.
I never realized like how pickles got made, like in a mass for like variety, and like there's just cucumbers laying out in the heat and all that stuff.
Well, now I'm not so interested in eating them.
Yeah, what? Down on all tables. Like they were good. I just can't eat them anymore.
That's the problem when you see how the something's made. It's like, you don't
that's why they tell you never see how the sausage is made.
That is the truth.
First time I saw an animal get butchered, boy, it was a while till I had bacon again when I saw how they ripped that pig apart. But then bacon's just too damn good.
It is tasty. I agree.
Speaking of sausage, y'all have Hoffman sausage up that way?
What is it?
Hoffman?
Hoffman's.
No.
Doesn't sound
it's cool. A local butcher shop around here, and everybody that like I talk to that don't know about it, I feel bad for them. Like, it is the best sausage I've ever had. Like, it's 100 times better than Jimmy Dean.
Is the online? Like,
There might be online.
Is it Hoffman, like Hoffman?
Hoffman. Yep, Hoffman's. Yep.
Okay. We'll have to do some Google, the old Google machine. Now we'll take a look at that.
There's a couple good ones around here. Like, just it's always like the small farms or the butcher that does it. It's all you just can't. Like out in Kutztown, Renninger's Market or whatever.
Yeah,
there's a guy out there. I don't go out there anymore. I have Allentown Farmers Market near me, but
town, so you know that's really good stuff.
Well, they bring the farmers from out
all the way in.
They bring them in town.
They bring them all the way in.
But that, when I was a kid, that's the only place my grandfather would eat sausage from was from that stand. And then, as I grow up and I move away and everything, I try and all this stuff. It's like, this tastes like crap. It's full of salt. It's like, doesn't taste right.
See, that's it. Nitrates.
Yeah, you get used to one
thing. You get used to one thing and nothing tastes as good.
That's the truth. Unless my wife cooks it. She knows. Holy cow. After 36 years, she knows. And it's
I know.
Yeah. I know she knows.
It's very nice she keeps trying, though.
Not really. Not really.
If it comes out of a can or a box, we're good.
Not really.
Go through the drive-thru, please.
And he's on his own this weekend. Do you see what his supply is for the weekend? He's going to take a little page out of my book.
She's gone. My wife has gone to a wedding. She's going to the wedding. My daughter's going to the wedding, and my wife is watching the baby. So I get the night alone.
Get the back.
Kind of nice. Yeah.
Hey, you'll be sitting on the couch as soon as we leave.
Snoring. Exactly. That's the beauty of it. You know, when you don't sleep, it doesn't really matter. So
that's peaceful, though, too.
It is peaceful. It really is. So, Dalton, this has been an enjoyable conversation.
Yes, I appreciate you guys having me on.
I was going to say, I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I really do.
I did.
Good. Very interesting. I always wondered about the food, like the not so much the sugar. I never even thought about how that got delivered. Right. But I always wondered for years, I see these, like Papetti's or the dairy trucks going down the road. Anything that's like food delivering in that bulk, I always wondered about it. I know I always knew a smooth bore and everything, but we pull dry vans, and every once in a while you get a couple of totes back in there and you hit them, and it's just sloshing back and forth. I can't imagine driving a smooth bore trailer that's like half full and you have to like panic stop and it ain't stopping. It comes up and it just keeps pushing you.
Oh, it pushed me to a couple red lights.
I bet,
You learn how to drive a stick a lot better with those. Like, you learn when to shift because, I mean, you start going and then that thing slaps you forward while you're trying to rush it.
You guys still run manuals? You're not automatics?
The company I did drive for, they were, they had both, but since I didn't have an automatic restriction, they just threw me in the manual. Our company, we only have one, and it's just because the driver wants the 13 speed. I don't blame him because his truck breaks down a lot less, but,
say it's not really.
Right?
We all drive automatics, and we've all had problems with them one time or another.
Oh, yeah.
Still. I have a brand new Volvo, and I didn't have it for a month, and I just got it the beginning of February.
Check engine light on?
No.
It's a Volvo. It's not a Mac.
It's the same. What are you? Please.
I know.
It's all made out of Hagerstown there.
Yeah.
The engines all come out of Hagerstown. Come on.
Yeah, they do.
And then they lose until they get up to Mac here in Allentown.
Right.
Where'd that trailer go?
But, I mean, for for a year old truck, almost a year old truck, it's had a lot of problems. But
that's why I don't know anybody wants to be an owner operator. Why would you want to liability on?
Especially now.
Oh, I'm so happy I got a brand new truck, and then you know you're counting on that for your entire income, and then it's sitting in the shop.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm still at the dealership.
If I was an owner operator, I would not have a new truck. It'd be pre-emissions.
Yep. On a positive note, I'm going to the Christmas party this year.
At the dealership. Yeah, I think everybody says that about, you know, a pre-emission truck. That way they can stay out of California, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you see a lot of them being just, they keep rebuilding.
And they're all down in Guatemala.
My best friend has 2 million miles on his truck, on the actual truck body.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, they just keep rebuilding it.
The way to do it. Keeps you out of trouble and keeps you out of anything new.
Less electronics. That's the biggest thing on any of these trucks is
and
the electronics.
Your engine light doesn't come on. You know.
The engines and transmission, like the mechanical parts of all that seem to run forever. It's all the electronic crap around it that keeps breaking. And then the more computers and sensors and all that crap that goes on there, the more problems you have.
Things to break.
Every time it rains, you can always count on, you know,
He knows. Yeah.
It's like a Christmas tree.
You hit a bump when it's raining, and all of a sudden, I didn't know all those lights were on the dash.
Just, all you got to do is find another bump in the wall.
All right. Does anybody else have this problem? Are you driving down the road, and all of a sudden your lights flick?
Yes. Like, I told you that. The headlights, and then the wipers come on.
Yeah. And then everything goes back on. Yeah. And for a second, you're having a heart attack.
Yeah,
and
like, I mean, I just keep going.
Well, the first time it happened, I wasn't really ready for that.
Not even. Just keep your foot in.
I never had the lights go off, but every once in a while, to this day on my truck, you hit the bump. They'll all come on the dashboard. The wipers will go on and on, and I have no access to any buttons or nothing works.
Yeah.
And then I hit another bump. Everything goes back to normal.
Mm.
Most of the time after that, my cruise control don't work for a while. And then eventually that'll start work. I wrote it up, everything looks okay. We can't find any faults. You know, like, okay. I'm driving during the day, so I don't really notice if the lights are going off now.
Right.
But nothing. It's really weird.
Come back to the dark side. You'll notice.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
And you see, he's agreeing with us because he knows he's got a Volvo. They come out of the same company. One's got a bulldog on, the other has a poodle. Just saying.
And he works at night too, so he'll notice the lights.
Yes.
I'll never work during the day.
Nope, not anymore. Mm-hmm. No way. We wind up ending our day in the morning, and that's bad enough.
Yeah.
And just what you got to deal with people.
Amen.
I don't know how you do it, Mike. I don't know how you survive doing what you do.
It
drives me
Samuel
crazy.
L. Jackson is my spirit animal. I use the F word more than I ever did in my life.
Spirit animal.
I got to get out of the truck. Just a 2-hour drive up to that rest area. I got to get out just to decompress.
Because
I'm starting to have some of Shipper's fantasies of plowing people off the road. And it's like,
it ain't so.
During the day. I mean, I do it so I have my weekends, but
I got 3,500 extra points today.
Wouldn't that be nice? High score.
Yeah.
Shippers collecting frequent flyer miles from all the people just flying off the road.
Double take out a state trooper while you're doing it.
Oh, no, we'll go around them.
Holy Moses. This really, no, we got to clean this up now, guys, because, you know, we got people that listen.
Oh,
yeah. Three of them. We're here.
Well, my wife's not.
We said three. One, two, man, three.
Anyway, Dalton, we do appreciate you coming on. Hang on and stay on the line with us for a few seconds when we sign off and all that. But just wanted to say thank you for coming on and having a conversation with us and sharing, you know, your experiences on the road. And it was a great conversation. If you ever want to come back on, just let us know. Send me a message, you know, shoot me a message or whatever. We'd love to have you back on.
I appreciate it. It was a fun time.
Good. Well, with all that,
we're going to turn this into a drinking game. You come back the second time, you have a couple in you. Even better.
Sounds good to me.
Every time somebody talks about the way people drive,
yes.
Oh, we're all got a drink.
Every time you think about hating people.
Yep.
I'll be drunk before I come in the room.
You haters gotta hate.
All right. Well, all that being said, we hope everybody out there enjoyed the show. Shipper, if they enjoyed the show, what can they do? What should they do?
Just share the show with everybody, anybody, and those people that only know three. Any bit will help.
Yes. You
know? And don't Friends forget.
And enemies.
Share remember, everybody. Vote. Everybody. And vote often.
Vote early, vote often, yes. Right?
I got my 25 ballots. I'm going to drop in the middle.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Have a good night, man.
Take care. Bye-bye. There.